This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The Komen Ozark Race for the Cure is celebrating its 20th anniversary this month. Yesterday, the nonprofit marked the grand opening of its race registration office at Pinnacle Hills Promenade in Rogers with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Executive Director Lauren Marquette says over the last two decades, the Northwest Arkansas affiliate has given $11 million to local community grants.
We've also given $3.75 million to breast cancer research alone. So, and that's just our little affiliate here. So we live in such an engaged and supportive community. We're immensely thankful to every one of you that are here today. And I do want to say that this race is not about awareness. It's more about action. And we want to make sure that we have the greatest impact and that we're making a big impact. And that we're more than pink. Pink is awesome, it's our signature color, but that we want to make sure that we're moving from pink to impact and to action as well.
Marquette says when people give, 75% of their donation supports local women.
It's helping women make sure that they're not deciding whether or not to put food on their kids' table versus going into treatment. We have some amazing breast health navigators that make sure that women stay in treatment. I've heard stories about them tracking down women who have missed an appointment and going to their house and taking them to the clinic, which is amazing.
Rogers Mayor Greg Hines says the Race for the Cure is a true community event.
It's about finding a cure for breast cancer. It's about honoring those who have beat breast cancer. It's about surrounding and hugging up those that maybe just got the diagnosis yesterday. But it's also about tying the whole community together, and it's an opportunity for our young folks to volunteer and to become full members of our community by inspiring that service heart, whereby you get the opportunity to put somebody else's needs above your own.
20th annual race is April 28th at Pinnacle Hills Promenade. More information is available at komenozark.org. Big sports weekend this weekend. The University of Arkansas women's golf team, ranked third in the nation, closes out the regular season today and tomorrow at a tournament in Athens, Georgia. The SEC championships then are scheduled for next weekend in Birmingham, Alabama. The Arkansas Razorback baseball team will, weather permitting, try to even their weekend series with South Carolina tonight. In last night's series opener, Arkansas lost 3-2 to the Gamecocks in Fayetteville. Tonight's game at Baum Stadium is scheduled to begin at 6:30. Arkansas now 25-10 overall, 8-5 in SEC contests. Last night, by the way, already the 13th one-run game of the year for the Razorbacks. A series of baseball games between the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith, and Rogers State will not begin today because of the forecast that includes rain and high winds. The series in Claremore, Oklahoma, will now begin tomorrow with a 2 p.m. doubleheader. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals continue their road trip tonight in Corpus Christi after losing to the Hooks 5-2 last night. The Nats remain in Texas through the weekend and return to Arvest Ballpark in Springdale on April 19th. And the Arkansas Razorback softball team is back home tonight if the rain stays away. Arkansas is scheduled to host Alabama tonight, tomorrow morning, and Sunday afternoon, all three games at Bogle Park. And there are, again, weather permitting, plenty of other chances to see athletes in action in the region this weekend. The 41st annual Joe Martin Stage Race continues through Sunday afternoon. Races today finish on Church Street in downtown Fayetteville. Saturday's time trials are at Devil's Den State Park. Sunday's amateur race includes a course through Prairie Grove and Hogeye. And Sunday's criterium is near the Fayetteville Square. Full schedules are available at joemartinstagerace.com. And the John McDonnell Invitational on the University of Arkansas campus continues today and tomorrow with some of the top collegiate track squads in the country. Finally, the 42nd annual Hogeye Marathon and adjacent events begin tomorrow. The marathon starts on Emma Avenue in downtown Springdale tomorrow morning.